Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. School is back in session, and this year, student growth will play a bigger role in teacher evaluations. Last year, student growth was considered a significant factor, but local leaders were the ones to decide what significant actually meant. Now, student growth will comprise 50% of a teacher's evaluation. Jack, how is this going to affect teachers and kids?
Well, it's not really clear, and of course, there's a question of fairness. What's sort of bizarre is that there was a bill in the legislature, it passed the Senate, that would have decreased student growth as a percentage of teacher evaluations, but it got hung up in the House. Teachers, of course, are saying it's not fair, that it's going to be much easier for somebody teaching, say, in a wealthy suburb of Grand Rapids to show progress than somebody in a poorer area of Flint where kids aren't as advantaged, maybe don't have enough resources. And, of course, this is probably based largely on standard test scores, although that's a little bit ambiguous. So I think that teachers would say it adds one more bureaucratic dimension that gets in the way of them teaching. But others would say that you need an evaluation mechanism.
What's the answer?
Well, it's not clear. There's a considerable sentiment that you need more local control, that what works in Grand Rapids may not work in Marquette. What works in Detroit may not work in Holland. These are things people are searching for, and of course, there's always a question is how much of this can be actually done by teachers and curricula in schools, and how much has to come from parents or caregivers.
Michigan Radio teamed up with public sector consultants to conduct a poll of 600 likely voters. One of the topics was how Michigan's district lines are drawn. The poll found majority support among Democrats and Republicans for overhauling the way that's done. About two-thirds of those polled say the current system of legislative redistricting is too political. There's general support for an independent commission to draw the district lines. What do you think about that idea?
Well, there's general support for it, but there's a lot of sort of not understanding of how the process works. When people do understand how the process works, they think it's unfair. The trouble is you'd have to have a large citizen movement with some financial backing to make a change. The legislature, of course, the legislature is very gerrymandered to elect a disproportionate share of Republicans. Republicans in charge like that just fine. It probably would be the same if there were Democrats. And the problem with changing it is, again, you have to have a committed movement with some money behind it to get a ballot proposition or a constitutional amendment, more likely, that would change the way redistricting is done, probably both for the legislature and for congressional districts. But everybody who knows about it thinks it's a good idea, but there hasn't been enough oomph to get it done.
And finally, a special committee meets again today to go over possible disciplinary action against State Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat. An investigation found the two used state resources to cover up an affair. Gamrat appeared yesterday and asked for censure instead of expulsion. Now, expelling a lawmaker is very rare. Do you think it's going to happen here?
I think it's very clear it's going to happen to Corser. What's sort of bizarre about this, and I'm talking more about it at 1:30 today, is that the Speaker of the House sort of signaled to his chief of staff that he wants to expel Corser, but allow Gamrat to stay with a motion of severe censure, probably taking her major committee assignment and some of her staff away from her. Their staff members say there's really no difference between the two, that she all of a sudden is sort of making a deathbed confession. She confesses to having lied to the committee, lied to the public, and now she's sort of owning up, or says she's owning up to her part in it. It looks very almost certain that Corser will be expelled, and even some of the Republicans say, wait a minute, we're not so sure that Gamrat deserves to stay, so we'll just have to see how it plays out.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.